We spend a majority of our time projecting our dark side on others. The obsession with a decent part of society is, what makes bad things happen? What is the cause of bad things that happen? You see this every morning on Good Morning America. You know, just, who's to blame? You know, and who made this happen? You see this debate in the media, the churches, and in many government and academic studies. The basic idea is that if we can cut out the bad, we will have only good. Most of this effort hurts more than it helps, in that it tends to lead to more and more gloom and doom thinking, where things seem to be getting worse and worse. You know, we have tornadoes this year. Lots of tornadoes. What's the cause of that? What do we got to do? You know, what's our new policy about that?
Yeah, what can we do? You know, type of thing. And I'm kind of with you. I think what you're basically saying, there's a lot of wasted energy. Basically wasted mental, physical energy spent trying to make everything all good when you realize that it's not going to be all good.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of marriage, and I'm very emotional about my marriage, as I know you are. And the reality is that marriage is 50%, you know, darkness and 50% glory, you know, from that standpoint. And it's never totally perfect. Yet we have, and again, a situation where people just can't handle the fact that sometimes their spouse is a monster, or sometimes it's a witch or a giant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's just, you know, there's some blood that flows a little bit here and there. But that's part of the whole deal of, you know, sickness and health that we take a vow for in that way. And it's the same thing working with a company or being a salesperson or being a businessman. There's going to be some sides of that which just aren't very savory. All around your town, in your family, and in the government, the positive dark side exists in the constant spinning symbol of the yin and yang. The original philosophical path, led by Ralph Waldo Emerson and continued through Nietzsche and Carl Jung, had no difficulty supporting the value of the positive dark side. My task with the positive dark side is not only to acknowledge our shadow, but to show positive uses of it every hour for it, based on virtue. To survive and prosper in the 21st century, there is a need for a less idealistic America that accepts the darkness of ourselves, other nations, and religions. We will not beat the jihad fascists until we embrace and vocalize our own and our enemies' positive dark side. American capitalism, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights is a vast system that seems to be multiplying itself throughout the world. 21st century capitalist America now struggles in a world economy in a model that we originally created. America competes like naive children who expect fair play and are astonished when the rest of the world does not play fair. If we do not surrender to our own soul instincts, we are doomed in world markets and world wars. The positive dark side of leadership is a philosophy for the new age of world capitalism. Through it, let us come to a consciousness about what has happened. America must stop being too idealistic, stop allowing people to talk about it's okay to kill us. We must also stop being too nice concerning issues that are paramount in our own country. We will not win the war against these forces until we're able to deal with the dark side of these forces. Make hard choices as conscious adults who are both light and dark, and question the unending principles that we're not supposed to question. Anything that exceeds, and why do you say whom?
I say whom because that's really profound. Because, again, Roy, the thing you get is to be politically correct. You know, we couldn't even talk about these things a few years ago before 2001. You know, before the Twin Towers. But now, you know, you're right, man. You just see a lot of reasons to embrace that positive dark side, to really get into this book. And I know you're going to get more into this meeting and show people why they should be embracing that, because you're right. We're not going to beat those forces until we can beat ourselves. And we've been beating ourselves up by acting like, oh, you know, America's great, America's this, America's that. We're all so positive, and we're all positive thinkers, and not even thinking about, well, you know, why did it get great? Why was it good? You know, like you alluded to earlier, the great steel baron, Andrew Carnegie. Man, you look at the history of the guy, and or Rockefeller for that instance, with the oil companies. And why did they get great? Why did they become successful? Well, you know, they weren't afraid to make choices on the backs of other people either.
Oh, sure.
You know,
and in history, I mean, I think we need to celebrate that dark side history. I was in the Henry Ford Library. It's called the Clara Ford Library in Dearborn, and they have some books that, you know, talk about Henry Ford's dark side very explicitly. And I'm a big fan of Henry Ford, and I'm not going to turn my back on him because he had a dark side, but I'm going to realize that, you know, he had a fascination with, I think it was Henry Bennett, the security fellow, I put Henry Bennett, who had a house in Ann Arbor with all sorts of underground tunnels in it because he was, you know, wanted to escape if the mob was going to kill him. And he had a security force with thugs and people out of prison. I mean, Henry Ford had a fascination with this other side of life, and certainly used that as a way to intimidate people for a while. And certainly kept productivity going, but that was part of the birth of the sit-down strikes. And so across our state, which you and I love, you know, you go to Flint and there's these wonderful statues of the sit-down strikers. I mean, it's just very profound, and you see where they actually had the strikes, and you see them busting out the windows in the movies, you know, as tear gas was coming in, you know, to try to force them out. And you see the wives out there with not just picket signs, but with actual balls and bats ready to, you know,
that's right.
So do some damage to the police. And part of this is that that's just part of our violent history and our current violent past.